Hey Printhusters, Bruce from Printavo. The year is coming to a close. If you're watching this video and it's 2021, this still applies. If you're watching this video in 2030, this video absolutely still applies because you can create your annual plan at any point in your business. This doesn't have to start on January 1st. This doesn't have to start on April 1st, whatever you like. It is so important to be able to create a plan, but also to be able to execute on it. And these are the two big differences that we're gonna really dive into and how you can create your executable plan and be able to help get your shop all on the same page. Now, as I said, creating a plan is easy. We all are super ambitious. It's the reason why we're running a company. It's the reason why we're in this game is we wanna be able to jump ahead and be able to do the things that we really care about and are very passionate about that. Now, executing on the plan for the year is the hardest part. Getting everybody aligned, whether you're just you and your spouse, or you and a team of 20 or 50, whatever it is, being able to create that alignment with your team is a very, very difficult task. And being able to execute on it is very, very tough. That is the tips that we want to be able to give today so that you guys can be able to start writing these things down and be able to continue to execute on it and not just have it fall on your shoulders though, right? To be able to give this to the whole team so everybody can push this forward for you. Now, to kick this off, goals can be a multitude of different types of things that you want to be able to change. Now, when you're creating these annual goals, you really want to be able to think about a few different items that you want to be able to make big changes to throughout that year. Now, these big changes tend to take time, and making them easy to be able to break them down is a lot more executable on your part. If you have a larger team, we're going to be able to talk about departmental-based goals, which you can be able to assign to them and break them down as well. Now, you've got project-based goals, you've got financial-based goals. These are all different things that we're going to write down at a high level. Now, the first step is you're going to take just pen to paper and you want to really write down what high level you think you want to be able to change, improve upon to be able to get your business to that next stage. Now, the first step to creating these goals is to really think about what is the company that you're trying to create 1 year from now? What is the type of people and the team that you have to be able to execute that and create realistic goals? One of the big mistakes that we've always done is maybe you just shoot for the moon, which is incredible, and I'm sure you have an extremely optimistic attitude about everything, but what is realistic? What is the couple, maybe a handful of big ticket items that we want to make big changes on? Do we want to be more profitable? Do I want to be able to delegate more items off to the team, right? Do we want to be able to grow sales? Do we want to be able to grow our shop and grow production? What are those aspects and what do you really care about? Write a couple of those down. Now, here's a big pitfall though, and that is you have to be able to pick these goals that are measurable. If they are not measurable by some exact metric, whether it's done or a number, it is very, very hard to be able to achieve it. And I highly do not recommend using that. So dig deeper. How can I be able to measure that goal over this longer span of time? Now, as you create this high level goal, if you say want to be able to be more profitable, let's say we just broke even this year and you want to be able to have a comfortable 20, 30% margin on next year's revenue, that is an incredible goal and we can put that in there. Now, generally, based on this book Traction by Gino Wickman that we talk about quite a bit, you can create quarterly rocks from there. Now, your quarterly rock is a way of breaking down that goal quarter by quarter for the year. So every 3 months you have a goal set that is going to help you get to the annual goal. I personally like to dig deeper and actually go monthly. And the reason is things just change and shift really quickly. Many of us aren't big enough to be able to have those types of larger quarterly goals. I think monthly is a lot more measurable, and I'm gonna get into why as well in a second. Put it into an Excel sheet. I think that's the best way to really be able to measure this. You've got the date at the top, you've got your values and what your mission statement is for the company, and then you start to write out your goal and what the year-end target number for those goals are. If there's three again, if there's five, whatever it is, write those down. Take the time to do this. Work outside of your shop, be at home, wherever you are where you won't be disturbed. Take that time and really think this through, because we're gonna really push on this, all of us together, as we push on into this year. Now, if you do have departments and you've gotten to a size of your shop where, say, you've got an art team, you've got a sales team, you've got a production team, you've got a shipping team, it's really great to be able to break each of those departments and have a couple, 2 to 3 max, different goals for each team. We're gonna get into why in a second, but if you do have that, create different sections and break those out and be able to assign different goals. If sales, that's pretty easy, right? They wanna be able to grow sales and maybe more profitable jobs. If it's art, we can talk about turnaround time or maybe response time. Every team, you wanna be able to grab some sort of metric that makes sense, that is really easily measurable. Now, the next step here is we have to assign owners. If you have more than a couple people in your business, you cannot be the owner for every single metric. You have to give them off to people who you trust that can be able to help execute them. They don't have to be managers, they just need to be people. And what you're going to explain later is, to every person, this is your number. It's like an egg that you take around that you're very cautious about. You're always thinking about how to improve, how to push this forward. This is a part of that delegation piece, because when you get somebody that really cares about their number, they're always pushing this measurement and this metric forward. They're always thinking about this, and it's going to go into play when we talk about our weekly meetings in this next section. So in that Excel sheet, you're gonna have row by row by row are the different things that you wanna be able to change as a business. The next column is you wanna be able to have the person that you're gonna assign that metric to. And then the next column is the end goal. In 1 year, we're gonna wanna be able to achieve this number. Now, just spread those columns out and be able to break those out into monthly goals. So break it down to be able to achieve this number month by month by month, so that we can add into the high level year-end goal. Now, we've got our monthly goal, we've got who's assigned to them, who's responsible for it. Again, we go back to the beginning of how do we execute this. What you don't want to have happen, which always tends to happen as you continue to grow and change your business, is you get to November, you get to December, whatever month is towards the end, and you go back, you don't even remember what the goals you set were, let alone have achieved it, because things were just too busy, whatever happened, you just lost sight of that high level goal. If you are losing sight, this is just a really, really great point, and just being able to want to force yourself to get into that higher on top of the business layer. This is an incredible step into moving in that direction. Now, you've got your goals for the team. You've got everything that you want to be able to cover. This is what you want to shoot for. Again, make sure it's conservative. Conservative goals are better to be able to achieve it and get everybody psyched up. But what we're gonna do here is, the first step is you wanna be able to review this with the whole team. If you have managers, make sure you review it with them beforehand and that they have a say in what they feel is achievable. Now, when you get this team meeting together, this is a great time to be able to emphasize what the goals are and what we wanna be able to hit, and to be able to have longer term vision. I'm a big believer of this, really, because we are so focused on day-to-day, week-by-week achievements and really just getting things out the door. But what this does is this starts to create longer-term alignment. People understand where we're trying to go as a business. They're really popping out of just getting orders in and getting orders out. They're really starting to think a little bit longer term. This is forcing us to think like a bigger business as well. Now, here's the mistake I made. You can't just have that meeting and then it's gone and you forget about it, right? Nothing is gonna happen if it's not emphasized over and over again in future meetings or future discussions. So what you have to have is either weekly or bi-weekly meetings with the owner of those KPIs and those measurements. The things that you wanna achieve, the goals, whatever it is that you put in that sheet, it is critical to be able to have progress meetings about those aspects. And in those meetings, they can generally be 20 or 30 minutes long, so not very long, but you're talking about how progressive are we into this goal here? Are there any issues that are arising that is gonna make us not be able to hit this monthly goal? We personally have these meetings weekly because it's a great way to be able to push forward progress. I personally think when they get into more bi-weekly, it's tend to be forgotten. You tend to skip it, move it around, and things don't happen as much. But when it's weekly, you're constantly thinking about it. And what's going to happen is the people that are responsible for those numbers, as you are bringing that in and as you are hammering this over and over again in the weekly meetings with the owners of the KPIs, you're really going to see people that tend to care about those numbers and are pushing those forward. Now remember, there is one person that is an owner to each KPI, not two or more, one. It has to be one because that creates that sense of ownership. So you're gonna push those in weekly, and that is gonna be able to create that sense of achievement. Now, when you hit those goals monthly, celebrate it, post it in the team, cater lunch, do whatever you have to do to make those team members feel valued. If it was a full team effort, again, do something nice and be able to keep moving that forward. One of the best feelings here, not just for you, but for the whole team, is when you can say, holy crap, we really did this. Like, we really hit this metric and we are moving forward and making progress. Because we are so day-to-day, week-to-week focused, we really lose sight of all of the achievements and things that we do over a last year or over a couple months. And this is a great way to be able to help celebrate that and show that forward progress that we're making to the full team. Start small, then grow over time. Create a few goals. If you're just starting out your shop, just one goal. And as you grow your team, be able to add a few more there. But again, less is more with being able to create that sense of achievement and true team progress. And the last big tip, do not skip those weekly meetings no matter how busy you get. Set them up where it's a good, slower time. It could be lunch, it could be first thing in the morning, but make sure to have those 20-minute weeklies, review the metrics, check in how everybody's doing, and bring up issues as to why we may not be able to hit this metric and how we can then solve for those issues. Then you can use that to review in the next weekly and keep pushing it forward. I cannot say enough, this has been a huge help for us as a business, and I promise you will be a huge help for you as well. If you'd like to dive in deeper, grab the book Traction by Gino Wickman again. It's really gonna be able to help create your entrepreneurial operating system as a business, and this is gonna be able to help you execute as you continue to grow. If you guys have any comments, drop a comment below. Don't forget to subscribe. Thanks so much for watching.